want to say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for praying with us. Let me see, who's not here now? We're all back in session? Anybody?
Finance director.
Oh, he's good.
Chris?
Oh, there he is.
This is good.
There's Chris.
There's Chris. I think everybody's here.
Good. Okay, with that then, we have the regular meeting of council of June 8th, 2021. Clerk will call the roll.
Grindel?
Here.
Capusta?
Here.
Nardisi?
Here.
Sinek?
Here.
Trakas?
Present.
Bavirka?
Here.
Welch-Chanwicz?
Here.
And we have our prayer by Pastor Joy Fenton Jones from the United Methodist Church.
Thank you, Mayor. The prayer this evening is based on a well-known prayer that you may be familiar with by St. Francis of Assisi. So I'll invite you to join me in a spirit and attitude of prayer this evening. Gracious God, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is dislike or disagreement, help us sow kindness. Where there is pain or injury, teach us forgiveness. Where there is distrust, give us faith in you and in each other. Where there is despair, shine through us with the light of hope. Where there is darkness, teach us to be bearers of light. And where there is sadness, empower us to bring joy. Guide our hearts so we might seek not so much to have our own needs met as to meet the needs of others, so we might devote less energy to voicing our own opinions and more energy to hearing the voices of others, so we might focus less on being loved and more on loving those around us. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in forgiving that our mistakes are forgiven. And it is our request that you bless all those present, grant us wisdom, and guide us in grace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Joy.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor,
for being here this evening.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Preach. Thank you so much. Can't wait to see you in person again. With that, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, or Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of council of May 11, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And they are adopted. The officials' reports will submit their standing committee reports. My report is, we had a sad situation last Saturday with the 16-year-old that drowned the abandoned Haydite mine. But our safety forces, as well as the regional rescue team and 19 other communities, were stellar in their performance. Unfortunately, we couldn't save the young man who jumped off one of the side cliffs. So. It's sad, sad reality for all of us. To count our blessings and pray for his family. I also want to make sure that we all recognize that the city is transitioning and transforming itself to the next normal. And so we'll continue to adjust, be adaptive, and try to manage some of these uncertainties that are on the horizon. We know that we passed, thank you for your efforts, passed in the Tyler Technologies, the enterprise asset management platform. I'm happy to announce that Chrissy Lingerfelder, a certified GIS professional and city planner, is going to be the project manager. Chrissy comes with more than 20 years of local experience. We're excited to have her on board. At the same time, Information Systems Manager Ryan Prosser has accepted a position with Cleveland Heights. I wish him the best and thank him for his contribution to our city. We also want to recognize the fact that the Community Services and Rec Department staffs will continue to evaluate the results of the recent resident survey. And there were a number of constructive and creative ideas that have been submitted by our residents, and once we have that assembled, we'll distribute it, and hopefully the result will end up with a better community as a result. So for public. I appreciate the fact that those who took the time to support the community's survey and supplied their position and their own perspective on it. I appreciate that. Okay, with that, we have ordinance 2020-129, second reading.
Title only.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
An ordinance revision one declaring the dwelling and accessory buildings at 6030 Brecksville Road in the City of Independence to be an unsafe building and therefore a public nuisance as defined in City Codified Ordinance 1369.01, declaring the dwelling at 6030 Brecksville Road and accessory buildings in the City of Independence to be insecure, unsafe, or structurally defective under Ohio Revised Code Section 715.26, and authorizing the law director to notify the owner of and declaring an emergency.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Any questions on the adoption? Call the roll.
Grindel?
Yes.
Kapusta?
Yes.
Narduzzi?
Yes.
Sinek?
No.
Tracus?
Nay.
Paverka?
No.
Walt-Chanowitz?
Yes.
And it's adopted, 4-3. We have ordinance 2021-66.
Title only.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
An ordinance accepting the base bid of Chagrin Valley Paving, Inc. for the city's 2021 asphalt road maintenance and repairs contract.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Any questions on the adoption? Call the roll.
Kapusta?
Yes.
Narduzzi?
Yes.
Sinek?
Yes.
Tracus?
Aye.
Paverka?
Yes.
Walt-Chanowitz?
Yes.
Grindel?
Yes.
And it's adopted. We have ordinance, let's see.
Consent.
Consent, okay. Approval of the consent agenda items are considered routine. Each item will be read individually into the record, and the consent agenda will then be voted on as a whole by one motion and roll call. There will be no separate discussion on these items. If discussion by council is desired on any consent item agenda item, the item will be removed from the consent agenda and they considered to be part of its normal sequence under the regular order of business. I have a motion to read the consent agenda by title only.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Read the agenda, please.
Ordinance 2021-67, an ordinance amending ordinance 2020-87 in connection with Kimball Companies, Inc. Recycling Processing Services as amended. Ordinance 2021-68, an ordinance authorizing the disposal of the city's surplus goods and equipment through GovDeals online auction services. Ordinance 2021-69, an ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with NOPEC to receive energized community grants for 2021. Ordinance 2021-70, an ordinance accepting the bid of Able Truck Parts for the supply of various heavy-duty truck parts on an as-needed basis for the service department. Ordinance 2021-72, an ordinance accepting the proposal of Cleveland Freightliner, Inc., DBA Valley Freightliner, for the supply of parts and labor to repair and maintain the city's Freightliner trucks on an as-needed basis, revision 1. Ordinance 2021-76, an ordinance creating the American Rescue Plan Act Fund. Ordinance 2021-79, an ordinance accepting the proposal of Independence Excavating, Inc. for emergency culvert repair at 6396 Hillside Road. Ordinance 2021-80, an ordinance authorizing change order number 2 to the city's 2020-2021 concrete road maintenance and repairs contract with Katz Construction Company, Inc. Ordinance 2021-81, an ordinance authorizing change order number 1 to the city's general construction, engineering, and inspection services contract with Environmental Design Group, LLC, in connection with the Upper Brookside Road Phase 2 Improvements Project. Ordinance 2021-82, an ordinance acknowledging the report of the Tax Incentive Review Council and authorizing continuation of certain tax incentive programs. Ordinance 2021-83, an ordinance granting a 2-year special conditional use permit to Independence Auto LLC for property located at 8600 Pleasant Valley Road. Ordinance 2021-84, an ordinance authorizing modification agreements with the Auditor of State and Chihuni and Paniki, Inc. for additional professional services for fiscal years ending 2017, 2019, and 2020. Ordinance 2021-85, an ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into a job relocation and creation grant agreement with Commonwealth Rolled Products, Inc. to retain operations within the city. Ordinance 2021-87, an ordinance accepting the bid of Katz Construction, Inc. for the Hillside Road Sidewalk Improvements West Project. Resolution 2021-3, a resolution authorizing Michael Grandy to retain possession of his fire department helmet and duty badge upon retirement. And Resolution 2021-4, a resolution confirming the appointment by the mayor of Cheryl Chase as a citizen member to the Planning Commission 2021-2025.
All right, is this a motion to suspend the rules on the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions on the consent agenda's adoption? Call the roll.
Grindel?
Yes.
Capusta?
Yes.
Narduzzi?
Yes.
Sinek?
Yes.
Tracus?
Aye.
Vavrka?
Yes.
Walt Chanowitz?
Yes.
And the consent agenda is adopted. We have ordinance 2021-74 as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
An ordinance authorizing the city to enter into an agreement with Youth for Christ to coordinate and direct the Campus Life program for the 2021-2022 school year as amended.
Motion to suspend.
Second. Motion to adopt.
Any questions on suspension? Call the roll.
Grindel?
Is this a suspension on the suspension rules?
Oh,
we're voting on suspension?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to.
Oh, and I think you want to do a group vote, right, Mayor?
Yeah.
I thought a group vote.
Motion to suspend?
Yes.
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 Yes. Opposed? Call the roll on the suspension.
Grindel?
Yes.
Capusta?
Yes.
Narduzzi?
Yes.
Sinek?
Yes.
Tracus?
Aye.
Vavrka?
This is the suspension of the rules, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
That was my mistake.
Walt Chanowitz?
Yes.
Motion adopt?
Second.
Any questions on the adoption? Call the roll.
Narduzzi?
Yes.
Sinek?
Yes.
Tracus?
Aye.
Vavrka?
No.
Walt Chanowitz?
Yes.
Grindel?
Yes.
Capusta?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's adopted, 6-1. We have ordinance 2021-77.
Aye, Lowman.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
An ordinance enacting new Chapter 796 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Independence requiring peace officers to be present on the premises for hotels, motels, transient hotels, transient motels, extended stay hotels, extended stay motels, residential motels, and banquet facilities for events in which alcohol is served or permitted to be consumed.
And that will remain on first reading. We have ordinance 2021-78.
Title only.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
An ordinance authorizing an increase in the amount of funds allocated to the retention of Mazanic, Raskin, and Ryder Company, LPA, for professional legal services as amended.
For $5,000, not to exceed.
Yes.
Right. Motion to suspend.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Any questions on the adoption? call the roll.
Sinek?
Yes.
Trachis?
Aye.
Vavrka?
Yes.
Walchanowicz?
No.
Grindel?
Yes.
Kapusta?
Yes.
Narduzzi?
No.
And it's adopted 5-2. And I believe we have ordinance 2021-86.
Ed Lonely.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
An ordinance declaring the dwelling and accessory buildings at 7622 Brecksville Road in the City of Independence to be structurally defective and unsanitary and therefore a public nuisance as defined in City Codified Ordinance 1369.01, declaring the dwelling at 7622 Brecksville Road and accessory buildings in the City of Independence to be unsafe or structurally defective under Ohio Revised Code Section 715.261 and authorizing the law director to notify the owners of and declaring an emergency.
And that'll remain on first reading. We did discuss the Ohio Division of Liquor Control's new permit for Bob Evans. There's no objection. Then at that point, we will adjourn to executive session. There will be no action taken after the executive session. And so at this point, I would entertain a motion to adjourn to executive session.
Mayor, if I could give you under sections 121, 22, sections G3 and G8 to discuss pending or imminent litigation involving the city and to consider confidential information related to the marketing plan, specific business strategy, production technique, trade secrets, or personal financial statements of an applicant for economic development assistance or to negotiations with other political subdivisions and for the other reasons set forth in section G8A.
Okay, do we have a motion?
You got that, Debbie?
Yes, I do got that.
Thank you.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for that.
If there's no objection.
We have to take a roll call here.
Yes.
I need a second first.
Second.
I'll make a second.
Are you?
We need an individual roll call there because of G8.
Okay. Clerk, call the roll.
Grindel.
Yes.
Kapusta.
Yes.
Narduzzi.
Yes.
Sinek.
Yes.
Trachis.
Aye.
Vavrka.
Yes.
Walchanowicz.
Yes.
Well, that's great. And with that, then I want to thank everyone for participating in tonight's council meeting. We'll be adjourning to an executive session, and there will be no action taken after the meeting. Thank you. God bless, and have a good evening.
Thank you.
The recording has stopped.